What is up, Pillows and Beer Gang? Welcome to episode 18. Episode 18. I am Austin, and with me, as always, my boy Craig. Say what up, Craig.
What up, guys?
And we are hanging out in Craig's store, Craig's flagship store on King Street.
We are here. We have quite the spread. We also have our buddy Nick in person with us. Producer Nick is down here, and we've got quite the spread from our neighbors, Mario's. What do we have, Austin? I mean, this is a classic meal for us. We got pizza, meatballs, and then our cheese and meat plate.
Definitely. There's always a cheese and meat plate. There's some chicken parm that we haven't even touched yet.
We got some wine. We've got some keg beer.
Craig, I don't know if we want to tell them about Mario's. Like, I don't know if I'm ready for Mario's to blow up yet.
I know. This is our little secret spot.
Because literally the other day, Craig's opening, after the opening, we dipped out the back door and went into the back door of Mario's. So we didn't have to go out the front door. And they, like, you know, ushered us in there through the kitchen. They sat us down. Their kitchen was almost closed, not yet closed, because Craig is hypersensitive to that kind of stuff, where he's like, guys, is the kitchen closed? You asked him 12 times. We're like, no, it's fine.
They're like,
it's fine.
We'll and I found out food. Today that they closed at 11, so yeah. We were fine no matter what.
So I was like, Craig, shut up. They said they'd serve us, but I get it. I totally get it. Anyways, sat down. It's awesome. So we are eating a whole spread.
We got the curtains open. We're waving to people on King Street, and this is great. I'm happy. I think Catherine and Leva actually are going to stop by a little later. They're down the street doing some secret SC stuff.
SC.
Can't get in trouble for that.
South Carolina or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Doing some secret South Carolina stuff.
Quite the week. This is the first time recording in the studio or in. This is the first time recording at Flagship, which is pretty cool. Second time? Oh, yeah, we did. Well, this is a full time, the whole gang.
It didn't feel like it was the
first
time.
Like the whole thing, because this is the whole gang.
Because Craig and Jerry and Nick were here and they were highlighting the opening of the store, and that's how it should be. How it should be.
It was
you guys had a lot to talk about, and everything went phenomenally. I don't know if I said last time, but I dropped in. I tried to steal your thunder. It didn't work. There was still a line to see Craig.
Are you going to come by? So I promised some special guests this weekend at the store opening. Or I meant at Memorial Day Saturday. So you might have to come say hi for like half hour and then peace out. Because we'll have your beer. Because beer's going to be back.
Yes, finally. I know that everyone out there is just on the edge of their seats just wondering about my beer. I know you go to sleep at night. You wake up in cold sweats. You're like, wait, what's going on with Austin's beer? But funny enough, a question that I had to answer a lot at Craig's store opening was, where's your beer? Charleston has been dry for the past, like, what feels like a year, but for the past 2 weeks. And, I mean, dry. I'm talking bone dry. And just a lot of things going on. Hopefully those kinks will get worked out in the future. But it will be back on Thursday. Can't wait. Memorial Day weekend's going to be huge. So, so many people are coming into town.
I mean, Charleston is packed. Packed.
Charleston's full, y'all.
Well, I don't want it to be full because we just opened a store. So that's keep on going.
Yeah.
But, it is
buy
packed.
Beer.
Yeah. Buy beer and pillows.
Buy beer and drink a bunch of it and then fall asleep on one of Craig's pillows. Yeah. They kind of go hand in hand.
From your pillows and beer guys. Come try some Trop Hop at the store. Hopefully it's in and on time. I'm definitely sick of answering that question. But honestly, his beer is in high demand and now he's up in production, which is good.
So, I'm eating crust. The mold is good. Sorry.
The bad thing about having a full spread here is it's very tempting.
You know what's
not
funny
eat
though
this.
Is that there's a whole Japanese thing that's going on. I forget what it's called, but there's a Japanese word where people just watch other people eat.
That's so weird.
No, feng shui. That's
the
room.
Energy of a room or the flow of a room.
Nick, having you in the room might be a problem. No, I'm gonna jump in.
No, it's messing with our feng shui. No, I'm just kidding.
My feng shui is totally ruined now. Wait. No, it is a term where they eat things like in every day. It's like, okay, tonight I'm eating, fish.
It's a YouTube
fish,
thing?
Tacos. And they get really close so you can hear them like.
No, they're probably trying to say it's like, some form of ASMR, which I've always found weird anyway.
What is ASMR? Weird. Ass to mouth?
Yes, but now someone's hijacked that term. And if you type it into most computers, that's what pops up.
What's it called?
ASMR.
Okay.
No, I told
it
you.
It is like
ASMR
bad, though.
Is the relaxation it by is. Listening to weird sounds and like
which
cutting and chewing and like, but now anyone or like dogs
it's like
eating.
Pretty, okay. Well, I'm into it.
Okay.
I'm kind of into it.
It's listening to people fucking eat. I would jump. The second brain would become first brain real quick, and I would jump off a fucking building.
Wow.
If I hear you eat, I will die.
I think that when they eat, they get so close, right? Like,
I love that we're opposites on everything. That sounds like that's. And I would tell you anything.
Like, you know, the form of torture. It, you can, like, you know, they turn up their gain all the way, right? You know, their gain, right, Nick? And they, it's soothing. I don't have to say.
Like, ASMR
it's because
is.
They're also eating, like, you know, fire food. They're like, and today I'm going to eat a shrimp, you know, dumpling wrapped in lettuce, and then that, you know, that lettuce just. Crisps.
Well, we're not an ASMR podcast, so we're not going to try that. But it's funny that you enjoy that.
Should I try it, though, to see if people enjoy it?
I mean, I'm going to walk in another room or take my headphones off.
But people might enjoy it.
I know.
Just like,
well, open a YouTube channel for it. But you know who used
start
to,
a podcast?
You know,
just do it on the podcast.
Naomi used to fall asleep to that. That's how I know what ASMR is, and I found it so odd. Like, I like cobbling. So I say, Alexa, play Babbling Brook every night. And that's what I listen to. Babbling Brook.
You know, I did Alexa, play Rain on a Tin Roof.
Play Guy Eating a Cheeseburger. Is that what you're listening to?
No.
You're like fish tacos.
I was like, wait, Craig, that's what I'm talking about.
No, ASMR, like, I saw one guy, like, cutting through styrofoam blocks. Like, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, it's a thing. It's science now, I guess.
Okay.
You just now discovering ASMR?
Three months ago. Okay.
And you did you think this was like a weird porn fetish?
Yeah,
you just didn't tell anyone?
Like, I'm not going to tell anyone. I don't know what they're going to say. But it's always like a Japanese guy.
The boys discover ASMR.
Or like, you know, someone of Asian descent, right? So someone is over there and it's huge, right? And then you're eating, you know, with chopsticks and it looks, you know, so delicate and looks great. And then they chew.
Austin, this is a thing. This is a form of like meditation, relaxation. People like this has been going on for years.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go to sleep with that tonight.
So I am one of those people that if I hear those closest to me, like my family members or like, basically my family members chewing, stop. Or I like get actually angry. I get very angry. Austin is today, chewing right? into the, it's just weird. And it's like, I don't like hearing people chew at all.
Piece of prosciutto. All right.
But it's funny because, like, my family, I'll get upset hearing them eat, but then you'll know that I'm close to you if I don't get bothered by the way you eat. I don't know. I just never thought we'd be having this conversation, but it's awesome. That's what happens on this podcast. Pillows and beer and so much more.
I totally forgot what our
intro
what
are you
going
to
listen
to? So what did you listen to last night?
To fall asleep?
Yeah.
Rain on a Tin Roof.
No, but, like, do you listen to guys chew? Do you listen to girls chew?
Oh, look.
Is this an erotic thing?
No. I came across this YouTube channel. No, it wasn't even a YouTube channel. I find all of my information on one place. It's not TikTok. It's not Facebook. It's Instagram. I use Instagram.
Yeah, same.
And everything from TikTok eventually ends up onto Instagram.
Well, Facebook
which is
got
why
a little negative.
When people tell me to get onto TikTok, I'm like, why? It's just going to end up on Instagram, and I'm going to see all the videos that you did maybe like 3 days later.
See, sometimes I go from Instagram to looking people up on TikTok. And then I just find like myself in these weird holes.
No. Well,
watching people do the same dances over and over, and I'm like, all right, I need to get up and do something.
Yeah. Well, people will right. Okay. So they post their TikToks to Instagram. So then I see their TikTok name, and I'm like, okay, look up this person. Yeah. Because like I'm not gonna lie, some of them, there are a couple that. I can't even handle it. I'm like, this girl's so cute. She's doing the cutest old dance, and I have to find her now.
Yeah, but no, that's when I go from Instagram to TikTok.
Okay.
Like, from my discovery. Weird deep dives. So how does this have to do with people eating lettuce wraps?
So I just kind of came across it, and it was like, and it was like a BuzzFeed thing, right? And the BuzzFeed thing was, it was like a six-minute-long video, and I watched the whole thing twice, because I was like, this is, like, it was like, I mean, I don't even have to do it, but like they're chewing.
What was your first one?
Okay. A guy ate pan fried dumplings. Okay. And then the next thing that he ate was like, okay. And I didn't understand it at first. And I thought that he was like trying to gain weight, right? Because he was eating like a lot of food. And I was like, okay, he's trying to eat a bunch of calories. It's like, oh no, this is like a food eating channel. That's what they do. They eat food. And they get really up close and personal and the whole thing. And I found it, soothing because, people weren't like, they were appealing to me.
Well, I'm going to blow your mind right now. So It kind of started
do
with
not
people.
Shatter my illusion.
I'm not going to. I'm going to send you into a deep dive just on purpose. So it started with people talking. And so they would tell stories really softly and close to the microphone. And these people had such soothing voices that people would listen to them go to sleep. And they would just be telling them about a day or reading a story, but they'd say it in this soft, soothing way. So that's how it kind of started. Also, though, there's ASMR for like sex noises. So like people, like if you've like I've seen it as like a category on a porn site, and it's like ASMR, and like got like, no, I'm into some weird stuff, but not that. I've never clicked on that. But
let's dive into what weird stuff that Craig is into.
One day. But yes, there's like ASMR for anything these days. So the fact that people are now eating definitely on the microphone is new to me, but it's not shocking. But yeah, it's mostly people's voices.
I definitely get that, right? Because you know, and you always laugh at me, right, when I start doing my podcast voice. I'm like, hello and welcome to episode 16 of Pillows and Beer. I'm your host. And I think that when I put the headphones on, because for those of you that don't know, I always wear headphones. Craig doesn't. So I like to hear my voice. It regulates my talking, the speed that I'm talking, et cetera, et cetera. It just kind of helps me. So sometimes I like get into the sound of my own voice and I start talking like an idiot. And then Craig's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. I just really got into the way that I was sounding. Yeah.
Maybe
I'm
you like, just listen to yourself. You'll be the only person in history that finds the sound of their own voice relaxing.
No. Listen.
Yeah.
That's very true. Okay. I can't even listen to my own, you know, voicemail. I'm like, okay, stop.
I can't even listen to it to change it.
I can't even watch this on TV, Craig.
I will say that
sometimes when I'm listening to it, I can regulate it and change my voice so much so that it's appealing to me.
And then
it's
not
my normal voice.
Exactly.
Craig's like, can you get back on topic? I'm like,
great. I just think it's really funny. To set the scene, like I said, we've got all this food, but we have my back of the house curtains open at the store. And so we can see King Street, and King Street is just popping every night, every day now. And so it's kind of neat to see people walk by. And I think one of my girls at the store today had an idea, and she said, you guys not only should do, you know, a live podcast with like an audience in the store, but take question and answer from people live. And I think that would be fun to do one day when we got the confidence to do it.
Yeah.
And like, you know, we'd have a third mic, like
you
a wireless
announce
mic.
It. Oh, and like, Nick would be out in the, oh my God, that's what like, but in you the, know, Jimmy Fallon and what they do. They're like, okay, we found someone on the street.
No, not on the street. Like they would be in the store. It would be during the day.
You're like, hey, you, I see you peering in the store.
Wave at them in the window and ask them a question.
Like write it on this piece of paper and put it on the window, and we're squinting like, how much is a pillow worth? You're like, okay. Great
you know,
question.
I got asked a good question today. I was doing a business interview today in Charleston, and they asked me what the best advice you ever got was. And the best advice I ever got was never do what everyone else does ever. But that was kind of the answer I gave to the Business Journal, and that's true. But my second piece of advice, best advice I ever got, was when I got into college, I changed my hair and I started to do the frat swoop. Like back then it was Zac Efron.
1,000%.
Yeah.
1,000%. Ours was different. Not to cut you off. I'll tell you after.
Well, it was before Bieber, but it was Zac Efron back then. And it was the first time in my life that I ever got compliments on my hair. And I would always be like, oh yeah, she cut it a little short, or like, yeah, it's, you know, they messed it up a little. And one day someone just goes, Craig, if someone gives you a compliment, say thank you. And it honestly changed my life. And I talked about it with Anna Hayward at lunch today. I was like, learning how to accept a compliment and just say thank you is actually a big deal.
It's actually interesting that you say that, because I was just talking to someone the other day where someone said something nice to me and I immediately just changed the topic, right? I was like, anyways, and they were like, why do you get so weird if I say something nice to you? Because it's weird. It's weird. Like, for someone to be like, oh man, you know, you look good. And you're like, so where y'all going later?
No, I know, dude. And that's what I'm saying. If you actually, and you just try it and you just say thank you, and it's a real big confidence booster. And
where
did
this
hard.
Come from? Is this something that you just thought of or you had thought about earlier?
Well, it's something I thought about today, because it's the way that people are nasty to themselves and ugly to themselves bothers me. So Hayward, don't kill me for saying this, but Like, she walked up to the table. She looked completely fine today. And she was like, oh, I know I look terrible. Like, I'm disgusted with myself. And
okay,
like,
that's another topic in itself, where all girls do that if they're not, like, dressed up right to the nines. Do that, they?
I know,
but guys can, like, you know, wear hats, right? It's like,
right,
I show up, I haven't showered, you know, for the day, and I'm like, let's, you know, get after it. I throw on, like, a polo. But if a girl doesn't get ready for the day, then it's always, precedented and it's always, you know, mentioned like, oh, ugh, I'm so sorry that I know I look like shit.
Right.
And you're like, no, you don't.
One, you don't. Yeah. And two, this is where it came from, because the other day, so I've started, you know, to try to get back in shape again, because, you know, for the last couple months I haven't been.
Craig went on one run and now he's getting back in shape.
I went
again
on my second one today, which was good in the morning. But I just said online that it's the most out of shape I've been.
That's, well, a high five.
My messages all of a sudden were people being like, I'm fat too. Or one fat person to another fat person. Get it? And I was like, I never said I was fat.
Yeah.
I just said I was out of shape. And I was like, these people. And then I clicked on their pictures.
From one dad bod to another dad
bod.
But
they weren't.
I didn't say a dad bod.
But they weren't
fat. You have
fat.
A dad bod.
Yeah, but they weren't fat.
I have a dad bod?
No, listen. But they weren't fat either. Damn. And I started to see these people talking horribly about themselves, where I was like, just because you're out of shape doesn't mean you're a fat piece of shit, or just because you think you're fat doesn't mean you're a piece of shit. And I guess I wrote down in my notes that I wanted to come on here and be like, you got to be nicer to yourself. You just have to be. Because if you're not nice to yourself, no one else is going to be.
Okay.
And
yeah, this is a good message to send to in the podcast to people listening. A message of positivity, of self-positivity.
Because I really saw these messages, and I didn't see it go that way, but just be like, don't worry, dude, I'm a piece of shit too. And I'm like, no. No one ever said any of us were pieces of shit. I just said that I got out of shape.
Except for Nick.
Nick's
us.
A piece of shit.
And the PGA.
Yeah, Nick, you're a piece of shit.
So, yeah, I just wanted to get that message across. I think one big step that people can take is to say thank you when they get a compliment. And it changes your fucking life. Honestly, I learned it in college, and it...
Oh, fuck.
Well, of course, Lev and Catherine come to the fucking front door.
I know. Guys, go around back. You can't go around back. Fuck, dude. Right. Well, this...
What are they doing?
Weren't they on the show?
Yeah, is this their first fucking time?
What are you guys doing? Look at this girl, dude. Yeah. Oh, good call, Craig. Dude, bring him over there.
All right, I think that's a good spot for a break, if any, and we'll be right back with Catherine Leva.
So I don't know about you, Craig, but one of my favorite times of the day is when it's finally time to wind down and go to sleep. And that's why a mattress is of the utmost importance. With Helix Sleep is what I have discovered. And Helix is a great mattress where you can go online and you can take a 2-minute quiz, right? This quiz is going to match your body type and sleep preference to the perfect mattress for you, right? Because why would you just sleep on some generic mattress? So what it does is it determines if you like soft, medium, or firm. I myself am more on the softer side. I just really, really want to sink into the mattress. Now, some people like my dad are like, no, I need like, you know, lumbar support and et cetera, you know, and that's fine. They have a mattress for you. I prefer soft. They ask you questions like, do you sleep on your side, on your back, or on your front? I sleep on my back. I sleep on my back more than anything, sometimes on my side. And they take all these things into account and they match you with your perfect mattress. So I have a queen-sized Sunset mattress, and it's my new mattress. And I love it so, so much. I don't even have a mattress topper on top of this one. On my old mattress, I did. And that's just how much that I appreciate it. It's one of those things where I put it all on, I unraveled it. It comes in this really cool packaging, right? It's like, you know, you cut it open and it just, it expands. And it's my go-to mattress now, Craig. So Helix has really changed my nighttime sleeping habits.
What's great is that's interesting. You like the soft one. I like the medium one. But no matter how soft or firm you go, it actually still supports my back, which is great. So I can have the comfort of a soft mattress, but the support of a firm mattress. I'm also a back sleeper, but in the morning, sometimes I roll over my stomach and the mattress just suits me. I think you guys will enjoy it too. Right now, Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners here at Pillows and Beer at helixsleep.com/pillows. That's Helix, Helix, Sleep, SLEEP, Quince.com/pillows for up to $200 off and two free pillows now.
For most of us, learning a second language in high school or college wasn't exactly a high point in our academic careers. I personally took Spanish, and I don't know any Spanish anymore. Well, I'm okay with it, but I learned it from traveling. I didn't learn it in school. I think we're taught in school, especially here in America, it's almost like a vocabulary lesson. So I can read a menu, but I can't conversate with people. And it's always bothered me. But now, thanks to Babbel, the number one selling language learning app, there's an addictively fun and easy way to learn a new language. Whether you'll be traveling abroad, connecting in a deeper way with family, or just have some free time, Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons that you'll actually use in the real world. Honestly, when I started dating Natalie, I downloaded Babbel because I wanted to learn French. I wanted to impress her and impress her parents. And it's amazing how quick you can pick up on stuff. And before I know it, I was throwing in little anecdotes and sentences to her. And she's like, what is going on? I learned how to listen to her, which is something when, when I dated Naomi years ago, we would go to France all the time. And so I could speak a little bit of French, but I couldn't understand it. And Babbel has really changed my entire world when it comes to languages. Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. I personally use it in the car all the time. It's funny because we are on this podcast, and I do love podcasts, but in the car, it's not where I want to listen to a podcast. But I love learning French in the car. And honestly, I'm going to start to do Spanish too, because I'm about to take a trip to Mexico and I want to sharpen up my skills. Right now, when you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months for free. That's 6 months for the price of three. Just go to Babbel.com and use promo code pillows and a beer. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com. Code pillows and beer for an extra 3 months free. Babbel, language for life.
Welcome back to Pillows and Beer with Leva and Catherine, popping by the store with me and Austin.
Yeah, we just, they rolled up to the door, caused quite a stir out front, but it's good. We got them in. But Austin has just discovered ASMRs. We've been talking about that for a while.
What is that?
He likes listening to people eat, which is the strangest thing in the world.
Oh my God. What?
He's been listening to that.
It's like a trend. I remember Lisa Rinna's kids were like into that.
The videos where you watch people eat.
You search it and watch videos.
He discovered it.
I can make it.
Do no, this is
TikTok because
what you do is
no one's listening.
The volume.
You guys are like okay. Too far.
All right, Catherine. Go, Catherine.
So what do you want to say? Okay, what do you want to say?
Even going on to this,
what?
It picks up everything.
Ahead, yeah, ahead, it picks ahead. Up everything. This does.
Oh no. Okay, and now it's awkward. So back to your awkward like fetishes.
Awkward for you?
Well, that's what I asked him. I was like, is it erotic?
Awkward for some,
yeah, or is it just like all three of you? Erotic.
It's relaxing. It's like such a deep it's breath. Like listening to like it's a like babbling yoga? Brook. Coming oh, okay. through.
No, right? You don't and compare like, this to my babbling brook that I
You didn't say babbling brook. You said some
eat?
Other shit.
No, I said Alexa, did make they... a, or play babbling brook.
You did not say babbling brook.
Oh, we can run it.
Oh,
okay,
like, you, like you're like a sound Nick. Machine.
Did
like
you
a
say babbling brook?
You did.
He said babbling brook?
Yeah.
Oh my
yeah.
God, my subconscious
so anyway,
just remembered
so
what
I go,
said.
Austin, how long ago did you discover ASMR and you've been keeping this a secret because you felt dirty? And
is it like ASMR?
No. ASMR.
And it started with people talking. Because I was saying, like, Naomi used to listen to it.
I thought it was an ass.
I thought it was an ass to mouth. It's just like someone telling a story.
Like really softly.
Oh.
But now he's doing it with people eating.
Dirty shit. See, that's dirty. But, okay, sorry. So now what happens is that these people will put in, like a crispy taco. And then they chew with their mouth closed, right? And it's just like. And you can just hear every noise that they're making.
To date someone who chews with their mouth open.
Yeah, sure. Which is our
whole cast. Now you know.
Our entire cast eats with their mouth
you
open.
You didn't answer. I actually am a major chewer and it annoys my husband quite a bit.
He smiles towards
my drinks. Yeah, like even if I like
you
have
chew
a drink.
Your drinks.
Yeah,
that's
he
hilarious.
Says, like, if I drink, I'm like chewing my drink. Yeah,
that is like a next level of
annoyance.
Like my spousal annoyance. Right? I can hear you thinking. Can you shut up?
Are you chewing your ginger ale? And I'm like, no, motherfucker.
Maybe you just have like a really evolved palate.
But you can sleep on the couch tonight if you want to keep that shit up.
Wait, what did you guys do tonight? Anything fun? I know we can't do probably any details, but...
Yeah, we can. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we just like, we went to a really, like, our friend that moved here, she's on Rainbow Row, and she has like a pretty house.
I saw there was a pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a cute little tiny, like, I don't know, is it a lap pool or is it just
it's like a lap pool. Yeah. Yeah.
And she's got your pillows throughout the entire house.
Yeah.
That's amazing. We
took literally everywhere, yeah. Inside, everywhere. Outside, everything.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
We did some
candy. Yeah, she had
we did like
here.
A full
but it was like a housewarming party. I think her and her so mom just sweet. Moved back from Dallas. They've always had a house here, but they just bought a new one or something. Anyways, they had like food and drinks, and all the girls dressed cute.
They had
and
that your was really what it was about. Lady there.
Yeah, but was it just like
there was like
hors d'oeuvres?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
like a meat and cheese.
It wasn't like barbecue and cornbread.
Like,
no.
Yeah, like
y'all should have bought a bottle of booze.
She didn't go cheap. She had like.
Does she ever go cheap?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, she knows what that
like
word means.
40 bottles.
Austin, so you know who this person is. I well, do. Whatever. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Do you? Austin knows.
Why weren't we invited?
I want to go to the dinner party. It was a girl's thing. Oh. It was a girl's thing. Legitimately.
It was so funny because you texted me and you texted me and asked me if I was going to it. 5 minutes later, Leva shows up. And
not
I was
like at his house,
and
at
I was
the
like,
gym.
Well, oh, sorry, sorry. At the gym.
Leva shows up at my door.
Yeah, and Pringle and I were at the gym. And Leva showed up and she was on the treadmill and I went up and I was like, you know, Catherine just asked me if I was going to sing tonight, not prying or anything, but yeah. You two said the exact same thing.
But then Caleb asked me on King Street.
I think it's just like a girl's thing.
Yeah, no, that's sketchy and troublesome for sure.
No, because at the same time, Caleb and I ran into each other shopping on King Street and Caleb's like, hey, are you going to this thing tonight? And I was like, no, I haven't been invited to anything.
That's what I said. I was like,
Charleston is a small town.
I didn't feel slighted.
No.
Well, no, and it was.
I thought
like
it was for the show.
No, totally.
It was
totally.
Only girls.
It was just.
But, yeah,
so what are like so what are your what like made like what are your dinner party like what were you excited to see there and what would you have wished were there, like what are your like go tos at a dinner party?
I mean, Vuv is always a go-to.
I personally,
when I walked
like,
in and saw so many bottles,
you're like,
wait, can this be like in the environment? Because I was going to say, like in Charleston, personally, like at a dinner party, I love to look at the interior of the house that I'm at. I like to notice all the little nooks and crannies and like try and appreciate the history. And this being on Rainbow Row, like it was cool as shit to see the inside.
So did yeah. So if someone says go so take a tour, do you go or do you feel
yeah,
or
you
did
go
like
hell
with
yeah,
no
you
no
go.
With them or without them? Because I've been in houses
someone
where they're like.
Tour.
Yeah, did they go with you and give you a tour, or did you guys get the
I
wander?
I think it's most appropriate to go with tour.
Yeah, but what if, did
I think
they go
the
with you?
The first time...
They didn't offer
I mean,
to me, but...
There will always be subtle cues of boundaries, I feel like, spread throughout the night.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Sometimes, like,
yeah,
I was in California, and the guy was like, you know, her mom goes like to my house.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I want to go look at your fucking house, but, like...
Yeah.
And then I went to the bathroom upstairs, and then I came down, and I was like, now I look like I've been, like, snooping around the whole house, and, like, the guy really didn't care, but... I don't know. I didn't know what to do in that situation.
No, I think you should probably.
So you wanted a tour, but you didn't get one.
I would never snoop, but I think.
I want to see the upstairs.
Yeah.
We
I was kind of waiting, but she like didn't. Yeah. We were talking about her Louis Vuitton like antique.
Trunk. Yeah.
And Catherine like opened it and did a full investigation.
You know what
full
Craig
investigation,
noticed.
Smelt
you know
it, touched
noticed.
It, yes. Listened to it.
Catherine was like almost.
Felt tell me all your secrets.
She was, like inside it.
Narnia?
Do I jump in here?
It was Louis. Narnia. Catherine for 1 second was like opening it and the next thing was literally inside it. Yeah. Like, Catherine, are you going to be okay?
She and was I was like, I wonder how this held up. And you were like, I wonder where this trunk
been.
Has been.
Yeah.
Which is the truth. Like in
that's
Charleston.
The cool
like you wonder,
yeah.
Not necessarily where things have been because they've always been here, but like who's been inside those homes?
Yeah.
Like, what all have they seen?
So was this trunk a piece of decoration?
Yeah. It was like
the
dining table.
But did it used to be
but
did it
purchase
that is
it was like an
but did it used to be used as like luggage?
Yeah.
Like it was on the Titanic.
It was I'm pretty sure,
or no,
the 19
I think Titanic would be at the bottom.
Yeah, I know. I was like, you didn't take the trunk with you.
Never know. The Hope Diamond was recovered, and I've always got hope.
It could have. That motherfucker could have been floating right at
you
the top.
Right
hope.
To the tip top.
Yeah.
You're like, I saw a meme the other day, and I was like, this bitch fucking left her boyfriend on in the ocean. Then she had this entire crew looking for this diamond that
like,
she lost the entire
millions of dollars.
And they find it and she throws it back
on
the ocean.
Expedition tells this long story.
Symbolism.
And then throws it into the ocean.
Just
you're
launches
like,
it back into
just
the ocean.
You just wasted all of our time and efforts. Everything.
What an ending to that.
I know.
That's a little.
My trust issues definitely
but
don't
we're
come
very,
from that.
I'm pretty sure
said this Louis Vuitton is alive and well. Never, sitting never in her her sitting room.
In her coffin? Well. You were
going to say? No, I was going to say coffee room, but properly said it's like the sitting room.
She said she has one in every house, so it was like...
Well, I don't know. We've like done like... We've done photos. Wait, what do you mean?
I said, like... The girl whose house we were at said she has one of those trunks in every one of her.
Oh yeah, in every room in her other house. I was like,
whoa.
What have you guys been up to? You both came to the store, which was nice.
Yeah.
Catherine brought the fam.
I brought the kids. Saint and Kinsey had so much fun in here. Yeah. They like totally wanted to jump on all the pillows.
It was cool, actually. I was like, as a little kid, seeing like these mounds of pillows.
Craig, maybe you should have like a pillow pit that kids can jump
into. We've thought about it.
Yeah. And you know, those kids aren't my kids. I've known you since they were like little babies. So like, they've literally known you.
But you look great. You look good.
Yes, you do, Kat. You look really great.
She said exactly what you said to do. We just talked about how to receive compliments. And Craig and I both said that it's tough sometimes, but what you should do is say thank you.
Yeah. Well, in college, I learned how to do that.
That was so awkward. Notice how I like looked down. No, and was, like, totally. Going into fetal position.
That's what we both just said, too. But
I have a question. Why does it feel universally unnatural to accept a compliment? Because we're insecure.
I don't know.
Is it cultural or is it like...
I think it's a confident... It's an insecurity. So mine came from in college. When I got to college, I had never been complimented on a hair before, but I got the frat swoop. Like back then it was...
You had a great frat southern
thing.
Yeah.
It's a southern
thing.
Oh,
like I had a frat swoop when I met you.
Yeah, and so people would say, really? Nice haircut.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd always be like, oh, she cut a little bit too much or looks bad. And one day someone was like, dude, say fucking thank you. If someone compliments you, accept the compliment and say thank you. Yeah. Austin's saying that he still doesn't know how to do that and he just changes the subject and he finds Wiley.
Really?
And
that would come off as pretty.
Oh, what are y'all doing tonight?
Really?
It's weird to me. Yeah.
You can just say, endearing. Sometimes I'm just like, oh my gosh, that's so kind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like, oh my gosh, wow, that was so kind.
What are you not no, it's good. About me? No, because, no. It's
or just be like, now, if you're in a rush.
When I say, like, if someone says, gives me a compliment, I say thank you.
Sincerity does more than anything.
Yeah.
That's true, though, because it's acknowledging the fact that you just said something nice.
Like, if you start saying, like, okay, I'm just going to say thank you and leave it at that. If you keep practicing that, it slowly becomes like easier to remember. Like that's what you should say, and it's like,
they're like, oh,
the natural go-to.
Well, it's also kind of annoying on the compliment giver's part because you're like, I just said fucking nice haircut, so now you're telling me all about your haircut, honestly, and you're like, no, like, I don't care.
I think that's why I always am like,
oh, thank you, that's so sweet,
because I always like don't want that.
But that's funny you picked up on that. Yes, we just said definitely. We were just talking about that, and then you were like, thank you.
I feel like the reward for a compliment, any kind of compliment, is to compliment that person on like them being a good human, because let's be honest, there's not many of them.
That's true.
So then you turn like a physical compliment into a
wow, that's so kind of you. To let them know that they're being kind, because I think that positive reinforcement. Wow.
Okay.
I think you boys look really great too. Thank you. You guys have been working out. You look healthy. You're looking buff.
Let's see if he can do it. Let's see if he can do it.
No, you guys look good. He got so uncut. You're
blushing.
Like,
he's blushing. Like,
his legs are going like chefs right now.
Stay put, little guys. Actually, they're not little. They're working out.
And that's what he said. He said people come up to me and be like, wow, you look so good. You look big.
You guys look like healthy and like you guys look like...
Thank you.
He's so embarrassed. Oh
see, this is a thing. It really is a thing. No.
Why is that?
And Austin's strong. Like, I see him in the gym. He's, like, really working out.
Maybe
like,
being happy and healthy is a newer feeling for you. Because, you did go through some shit.
Totally. I think that, you're not... You were not wrong in that. And it's, like, fun to, like, get out there and have, and have kind of... I don't want to say, like, a reckless, like, abandon. But be able to do what I want to do and have fun where I want to have fun. And to realize that like I'm having fun with a lot of people and Craig's been great in this too, and he's like, Austin, people like to hang out with us, like we're a lot of fun. I'm like, yes, Craig, you're right, we are fun, we're fun. And he's like, yes, so just roll with it.
And also, you're fun.
I agree.
Don't ever forget your self-worth. Always remind yourself. Even then, you just included
me in it.
Yeah.
And
he couldn't, go on his own. Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything's wrong with you. It just means that, you're slowly working towards,
I am fun. I have no doubt in my mind that I'm fun. And when I'm on a roll, I'm on a roll.
You just gotta, get comfortable expressing it and being it
again. I have fun with you.
Definitely.
You make me laugh so hard. Like the night that you put on my glitter pink Gucci sunglasses.
Oh my god, I have a whole photo shoot.
And
that.
Yeah, you did a photo shoot. No words were said, but it's a full photo shoot. And it was like, I looked at you so differently that night.
Good. Good.
Yeah, well, I was like, all right, it's Gucci.
Leva, when did
it's
you meet?
Okay, it's Gucci.
Yeah.
Yes.
I when did you guys meet?
I feel like Austin met Lamar, I think, before I met Austin. Mm-hmm. I think just, like, from being out and stuff.
Probably going out to, like, Inter Republic and whatnot.
And then the first time, like, I really sat with him was when you guys... I feel like you guys came into Bourbon and Bubbles. You had, like, an interview in Bourbon and Bubbles, and my sister was there, and we were like, oh,
yeah. That was...
Yeah, and I was like, oh, he's
It was Leah from the signer.
And Leva was sitting there. And Leva was like, you guys don't post enough on social media. And that was what I was talking about earlier today, too.
It was, like, that was, like, years ago.
At the moment... I'm like in a hole on social media. Like, I'm not
posting
anything.
Oh yeah, like
you
didn't post our podcast last week, and we're like, "What are you doing?"
I didn't post anything from like in the PGA tournament because I was like, "Oh, that's not good enough."
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, I'm gonna post everything, like, I go through like a month or two where I'm just like,
I'm so the same.
No,
yeah, right?
I go, yeah, months.
Yeah. And prior to Craig,
it's the opposite of
you know doing all of this and you know, the shop and everything. Like that would happen too. I'd be like, Craig, post this. And then you'd be like, okay, I will.
But I was like, this can't be my first post back or whatever. And I had like, I would go 15 days to 3 weeks without a post.
Yeah.
And then like this week I've been like, boom, 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 stories every day.
That's engagement.
It's engagement.
That's when I get out of my like, so I just realized that I have like bouts of depression, which I've never realized because you don't realize that you're in it until you're out of it.
Yeah.
And this store has saved me. Like, hugely, where now I have a purpose and I've been coming in and like I love doing this. But so like the other day I finally like woke up and instead of getting back in bed, I was like, I'm gonna go for a run. And that hasn't happened in a long time. And then you look at yourself and you're like,
aren't you like redoing your flooring? I was like,
well, yeah, and that I love doing that. But I'm saying like for a while I would just move from my bed to my couch and I didn't think like I didn't have anything to kind of get up for. It sounds bad, but like looking at it and you're like, oh, I think those are the symptoms of minor depression
where you're not
getting up, you're not doing anything, and I have no one to blame but myself. I'm just saying that's when I disappear off social because I've like, and then...
Well, then I just feel worthy.
I think I have extremes. Like I'm either at a low or like a high, and I need to find that
and
balance.
I feel like our culture and the climate of everyone's everyday is so high and low, high and low. Like sometimes you see something you like while you're scrolling and then you don't like. Like everything, we're used to being thrown from like one end to the other. So going into bouts of depression are the same exact thing. That's why we've always clicked. Yeah. We've been the very, very similar experiences as far as depression goes. But I feel like, yeah, it's definitely like common to swing both ways, like extremely.
I do as well. Like,
go ahead.
No, sorry. Like Craig and I lead like a similar kind of like existence in some phases. You know, obviously Craig has a lot going on, you know, these days, but you know, sometimes you wake up and you're like, okay, well, what is getting me out there today at 10 a.m. on a Tuesday? And you're like, well, not what? And then, you kind of like, you know, ride this low, you know, and then you hit the high and then you ride the high for a bit. And then you go back to that low, which usually is like a weekend of drinking or something, right?
Well, that's 100% is mine. Like we had a big night last week on a Tuesday after recording our podcast.
And oh my God.
Story is we had a big night.
And so then I've been kind of like, and then I dried out for a week and I feel amazing. Totally. And now I'm like scared because I'm like, how do I keep this up though? How do I keep being good? How do I keep being good and not like, because what will happen is I'll feel so good that I'll finally feel good enough to go out again. And then I go out.
You know, the alcohol affects your like hormonal.
Well, tell us. Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
teach me. No, I mean, like, you definitely hit a low. Like, I don't know the science behind it, but, like, if you drink a lot, it is
normal. Serotonin levels shot.
Totally.
And then
so
that leads to
normal.
Depression. And then that's why, like, you know, working out has been great because that gets it.
Oh, yeah.
It gets your serotonin
Do you ever
back.
Get lows?
I try to get in the sun.
I feel like whenever I've gone through, like, my deepest depression, like, two times in my life.
Working out helps.
I started working out and I, like, explored faith and whatever since that was.
Right.
But I feel like I'm owe like my recovery to working out.
Oh, you feel a thousand times better. Like,
yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like that's what cured me.
Well, that's
whatever it was.
Totally being.
It at least allowed me to see things clearly and be more. I don't know. It's
it gives
just
you
like
a sense
overall,
of productivity,
like,
too.
If you're out there and you have issues with depression, like, just.
But
go
it's
for
so hard.
One
you guys
day
have been,
like,
on
like
this
that.
Platform that has this microscope, and, like, people don't understand how severe the scrutiny is. You know, it's so fucking massive and deep, and it's difficult, and like, as much as everyone wants to make light of it, it's not easy, you know. And listen, I have done a lot of difficult shit in life, and I don't think it's easy, you know what I mean? Like, I'm
kind of over people trying to make you feel that it's okay to receive hate. I'm kind of over that. I'm kind of over trying to normalize, like, getting hated on. Like, people saying fucked up shit to you will never be normal. And, like, the more that, like, we preach that to our children, the more, like, backwards everything is going to, like...
True. Well, you aren't allowed
you
to fight back.
So true.
Gonna,
and
so true,
why,
right?
You
because
guys,
because
like,
it
shouldn't
you normalize
be normalized,
it, right?
Because
in the sense
just,
you're like, well, I did put myself, you know, in this position, so I should expect it. And you're like,
and
really,
I accept
it.
I deserve this.
Yeah. Should,
like,
yes.
In reality,
but, you know,
no.
Do I deserve it? I mean,
and that's
geez,
the
y'all,
whole,
sorry
like,
that.
When you guys talk about your depression and your relationship to social media, where I'm like, just post. Yeah. But it's because you guys have this, like, adrenaline, like, oh, but is this my first post? And what are people going to say? And what are
no, true.
And
so that's
also,
so true.
Don't you feel like
I'm an overthinker.
Backlash. When the show started, I mean, social media was just, like, catching on, really. So, like,
it was
this,
only Facebook.
This whole, like, caricature that we've created on social media is really, like, was rooted in the character on this show.
Yeah.
That,
well, and now...
And I know, like, we've probably all evolved and, like, shown whatever progression, but, like, it does... It does mess with your way of thinking as to what's me and what's not me.
Well,
know?
Austin just taught me something new, which is interesting. No, I'm saying. So I always refuse to talk about this stuff because I never wanted to give them power. And that's exactly what you guys are thinking, like talking about. And it actually makes sense. And so I always, you know, if you say something mean on the wall about or on my photos
I
about someone in it or anything, I just block them. But Austin was like, no, dude, let your followers tear them to pieces. And I had never thought of that.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, just give it like an hour and see what happens. Because I'll never respond to anyone. Like, I'm not going to give them that power. But if you do leave it up, which is new to me, but I kind of watch him do it, everyone else comes to your defense and says all this stuff. And I'm like, yeah, like, it should be okay to fight back. I mean, the kids getting in trouble for punching bullies in the face in school has to end. Because that's wrong. I mean, the only way you're going to shut up, like, if any of these people that talk shit online see us in real life, they would ask for a picture.
No.
They would either
ask
for
a picture.
Yeah,
literally.
Someone just said that as a meme.
Literally.
I think a boxer or someone was like,
or if
y'all,
you respond to them, it's like their day.
Yeah, and he was like, y'all don't realize that 10 years ago, saying this shit that you say now online would have gotten you punched in the fucking face. It just would have.
Totally.
And you wouldn't do it.
Totally.
But, yeah, I don't know how to... It's kind of good talking about it because we don't have anyone to...
No, it's such a unique, like, you're in this tiny little, like, petri dish of people.
And you guys...
And so, for me, when I'm talking to you guys, like, back in the day, I'm like, whatever, why don't you pull this more? But I had no idea. Ooh.
And you got thrown
Holy
into
shit.
It pretty quick. Like
really
you,
quick, you know?
With
like,
the show that was already, like, had established, like, so much. Like, it's... I can't imagine what it would be like coming into this, like...
Yeah,
it
was
to
insane.
Make it.
And I'm not, like, a really self-conscious person. And I definitely, like, I always say to people, I'm like, it's my fucking social.
Right.
I'm not performing for you. I'm not your fucking
right.
performer.
Right, and that's
like,
what it becomes.
It's my shit. It's my content. It's what interests me.
Definitely.
And
that's when it becomes,
like it,
you
know? You
know, that's when it feels good, right? When you begin to post things that you're like, I want to post it, and I'm going to post it, and people out there are either going to like it or they're not. I don't give a damn how many likes or how many comments that I get, because then I'm going to follow that up in, like, you know, 8 hours with another post.
Yeah.
And guess what? You know, deal with it, because another post is coming at you. And then if you want you like, in 12 hours,
like
then do it.
Austin.
You know?
Yes.
And it, like, and like when you're on that high, you know, but now that I haven't posted anything since Nick's wedding, now I'm in the, like, well, what's going to be, you know, my first post?
Yeah. Which is
oh
wild.
Gosh.
I've never
Can
thought
I just
that this was a
thing.
Talk
about one thing that's really, like, don't want to go there, but, like, after Emojigate, I didn't want to post on anything.
I can't imagine.
For months.
What was your first post? Like, what was your comeback?
Well, there wasn't a comeback post. Like, I mean, it was just like at a point in my life, like literally,
like a random, like,
it was like, it was my daughter graduated kindergarten.
Oh, okay.
And it was such an amazing photo that the school posted on Facebook. So I just was like, be kind or something out there in the world, you know? And I mean, I'm proud of my kids and I post pictures of my children because they're my life. They're, you know, as much as I can't show of them, they are my life, you know? And there's so much I can't talk about regarding that subject that it drives me nuts. It's like, free Britney, free Catherine. That's how I feel. Like, let me talk.
But what it keeps you from doing, I mean, that's kind of the tough thing is when, it keeps you from expressing yourself.
Well, you may have sometimes. How about this? So last week, one of our good friends was on, Paulina. And she literally, it was so cool to have her on in the sense that, you know, she's been the public eye for ages because she's a daughter of Wayne Gretzky and she's been, you know, And she literally just got on and was like, fuck the haters. Yeah. She was like, I don't care. I'm going to post a picture of me in a bikini. I've had, you know, two kids. Yeah. Don't care. Fuck the haters. And then we were like,
She was like, I don't give a fuck.
Which I feel like it's like how you are, you know, most of the time, right? You know, but obviously, you know, we go through dips and, you know, ups and downs. Yeah. And you're certainly not, you know, the only one as I'm sitting here telling you that I haven't posted in ages because I'm like, I'm nervous too, which is so dumb. Because I don't, like, read
it's
that way.
Dumb,
like,
it's
when
valid.
I'm sitting here, you know, hanging out with
you're
y'all,
just human,
I don't read that way. Like, I'm nervous to do something, but I totally am at the moment. And I just need to rock it. And what's going to happen is that I'm going to take a picture with the four of us, and that's going to be my post about
What's it going to be? I'm going to say
But Cam, the reason of the story is Cam's coming on in the morning, and Austin wanted to go to breakfast with her before, and I was like, no, we're not going to go have a full conversation before we record the podcast.
Yeah,
and he's like, I just need to get a picture with her. I need to get a picture with Cam. Like, and us together as
Craig, you're making me sound awful. That is not what I said.
Well,
it was like, we need to get a picture of the three of us.
He was overthinking his thing,
That made me sound so awful.
Because those of you that don't know,
I took one, you know, with Lala. I didn't post it. I took one with Paulina. I didn't post it. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to take a picture and I'm going to fucking post it. And that is what I was saying.
We hear you. We feel you.
That's what I was saying.
You
just made me sound like a fanboy.
I didn't. No. Whatever. You explained it well.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
As your friends for the next month, you should post one thing a day and it be whatever.
Like a hard post or a story?
Yeah.
I love a hard post. Like all the moms do.
Yeah, thank you,
Day challenge.
Oh my God.
Hard post.
Post something every single day.
I'm
going to
hire
a college
intern to follow you around.
You need a high person. Pictures all the time.
No, seriously. But I love to post it onto my story.
As a mom.
What are those mobilizers called?
But hard posts.
I know.
That's
else. Austin judges my amount of hard posts because I'm a
I think
I'm
it's wild.
Hard
I look at it and I'm like, holy shit, Leva, third post in a day. But at the same time, it's like empowering. I'm like, yes, post
I'm
it.
Like,
let the
fuck
people know.
I just want to post a picture.
Yeah, no,
I already,
you should.
Like,
and
I've
you
made
do.
It nice. It's my kid.
And you do,
or
and you've never not.
Not
or
gonna lie,
like
I always forget some detail when I post. There's always one fucking huge detail.
Like,
the bronze are on my knees, like,
bronzer
on my feet.
I do that too. That's the thing.
It's usually bronzer related.
Okay, clearly that's
literally
one dude.
Highlight that's funny as hell, in my opinion.
I know, they're such haters. I'm like, y'all know the knees and the ankles are the hardest.
Everyone does it.
When the girl that posts, you know, highlights it, and they're like, it's, you know, the bruises on my knees, you know, from me, you know, so then basically they're highlighting it so that another person can't highlight it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. To try and get ahead of the team, but that's your anxiety speaking.
Like,
don't be worrying about that shit.
Yeah.
Wearing
is
like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do and gets you nowhere.
Well, it's just funny to me that when a girl is like, you know, it's like, you know, the ketchup stand for me, right? And like they post that so someone else can't comment it, right? So they're like, yeah, it's the ketchup stain on my shirt. You
I feel
know,
like that's some shit I would do. I'm
right?
Like, first
like
comment.
Leaning into it.
First calling out of my imperfection, totally.
So you guys are doing one of our favorite things that we tell everyone about tonight. Tell them where you're going. Aren't you going to dinner?
I mean, after my restaurants, right?
Yeah, but I mean, well, yes. Obviously, Republic messed with the most first place.
No, we're going to have oysters at,
Which is where?
67 Raw.
Yeah, we tell everyone.
Yeah, we're Raw. Raw.
Wait, is it 167 Raw?
Raw, like meet up at 167.
It's 167. So
just sounded like
they're probably waiting still.
We are. They are waiting for us right now, which is kind of why we have to go.
They're not there.
They're there.
Sorry, but they're not sat yet, probably.
Is it that?
Yes.
They were on a 3-hour wait yesterday.
What?
Yes. Monday.
You should text one of them. And let's
there
just
was
see.
So much anxiety.
Maybe this will like, deter people from going.
Oh, wait. Street. Maybe we're going to halt.
Yeah, I think so. Somewhere closer.
Well, then that's
we
different.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, Mama, we got a 2/7 at halls.
Well, that's one of our other favorites.
What time is it?
Do you have anything you want to tell us or ask any questions for us?
Well, I just want to know, like, how is it having a store? What's it like on King Street? Like, this is where the action is. Like, this is pretty, like, monumental, in my opinion.
I'm not going to
lie.
Growing
up here and, like, knowing
that you would
be
in this motherfucker every day, too.
Yeah.
And, like, especially because just knowing you, like, you... I don't know. I'm just really proud of you.
Is this your channel?
I don't really know the right words to say it, but, like, I'm super proud of you.
No, that's it right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Telling him... I mean...
Like, I'm happy
not
for
to cut you.
You like,
off,
I
but, like,
feel
you know,
your
this,
happiness.
You know, this mm-hmm. weekend, you know, when we were at the PGA, you know, my parents said the same thing. They're like, Craig, I'm just so proud. And, like, mm-hmm. I feel like if it was me, that'd be, like, the highest form of...
Yeah, like, I'd be like, no one can see me, but obviously I'm smiling ear to ear. I think that's how it makes me feel.
I did see it in you.
No, well, I know you. Aleva, yeah,
time.
And Catherine did. Mm-hmm. And Austin's always... Austin had the quote where he was like, dude... Fuck selling like 10 pillows at a time, figure out how to sell 1,000 and prove everyone wrong or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that was good. Well, I mean, honestly, it's amazing, Catherine. I'm used to doing pop-ups, so it hit me like a couple days ago when I saw my sign like hanging, and I was like, oh my gosh, we have a store mm-hmm. on King Street. And
that people, sign is rad, too.
Like, established.
Yeah, and, you know, look at this.
He has stock back here, y'all. Yeah. He has, like,
I mean, you were the one that was like, what did you say? You were like, fuck selling 10 pillows. You just
I just Shep and Whitney were
like,
obviously like, you know, making fun of them as
yeah.
they love to do.
Yeah.
The haters.
With a Z. Really were like shaking him up, like, bro, go
big. Yeah, I was like, dude, don't, like, you just got to figure out a way to sell like 1,000 pillows at a time and not 10 out of, you know, your basement.
I just like, I mean, it's really fun to share with everyone that rooted for me. It's fun to be on King Street where, like, I went to college here. Like, this is all my history. But, you know, a lot of people come in and they say the normal stuff, like, it must feel good to prove this person wrong. And I'm like, look, that's never a good reason. That can't be your primary reason, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, of course. Like, it's, I mean, I think of it as, like, a beacon, hopefully, to show people that, you know, because in interviews, they'll be like, who was your biggest supporter? And I was like, me. I was like, I was the only person that believed
that
in this shit. I was like, my parents did, but everyone else thought I was crazy. I mean, not you guys, but so hopefully it can serve as a place that people can come and be like,
I want to take this moment to thank myself for believing in me.
Snoop Dogg!
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of awesome.
Believing in me.
That's what Snoop Dogg does, dude. He gets up and he's like, oh, I want to take this moment.
Well, because people come in and be like, I wanted to work on my side hustle or something, but people make me feel bad and I feel crazy. And I'm like, well, hopefully this is an example of it. But it's been a lot of fun. Like I said, it makes me healthier because it gives me purpose. Like, I look back to before this store, which was only 10 days ago. I'm like, what the hell did I do all day?
Oh my god, 10 days ago? Really? Damn.
It wasn't 10. He's like,
it already feels like it's been here.
No, it was 9.
Is it 9?
By the way, I'm going to hold you to this. I'm going to hold you to this.
Okay.
My son has requested a custom pillow.
I got dinosaurs.
Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
There's two, I guess.
We're going to have to break some serious trademark laws.
I know.
Or copyright laws for that. But we will make Saint a Pokemon. I can sew Saint a Pokemon pillow.
You would love that.
So I can make that one. But yes, Jerry.
He said, where's Pokemon?
Jerry's not happy with that. Jerry, so we're going to make Pokemon pillows.
No, we're not.
That'd be cool because a lot of people said dinosaurs like Saint.
Dinosaurs are huge right now.
Little loves your bus.
His bed is
awesome. I need to come
dinosaur. Like,
no, I need to get some.
Well, you guys are on the podcast. You have earned yourself a pillow.
Wait, I want two. I want the blue and the green.
Take it.
Really?
Yeah, just tag a picture one day. And also, we filmed
our
shows.
It's
great. Well, honestly, we don't want to hold you guys up, but I think it's fun. You can pop in whenever and catch up with us.
This is fun. I love
y'all,
that I could, like,
by.
Creep on y'all through the window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
this is the first time that, you know, we've done this. And I was like, Craig, you know, close it. He was like, no, let's keep it open.
Yeah.
I was like,
Oh, like very voyeuristic.
Yeah, because
Nick's telling us that one day we'll do a live podcast, and we might as well get used to doing it where they can't hear us out there.
Yeah, you guys would be perfect for a live podcast.
We should totally.
Like comedy style.
Oh, my God.
I need shock collars for that.
No, definitely.
Well, that works. Boyfriend Spaniel Craig, Society.
Yeah, it's like a vibrator.
Just start going off about everything.
Yeah. Ask Shep.
It would work.
And if you shocked us, I'd be like, don't fucking shock me. I'll say whatever I want.
You know, shock you again.
You can't stop me. Creative.
Free pillows and beer.
Yeah, no, Jerry will shock you for that.
Yeah. Jerry will just unplug us from the wall. No,
Jerry's
but.
Jerry's already got something implanted in you.
I know. We don't even know.
Oh, definitely.
I think of Jerry Maguire every time.
Show me the money, Jerry.
Moments, Jerry has definitely implanted something.
We don't even realize that Jerry knows.
We got on the table, so this isn't spoiling too much, but at Winter House one time, because they won't show this, but Austin and I found something out. And about like life back in here, and we both stood on the like the kitchen table and just pointed at all the cameras, and we're like, "You're fired, Jerry! Fire! Somebody's getting fired!" Like we're firing Jerry, and everyone's like, "These two are maniacs."
Yeah, they were maniacs.
And then we called Jerry and fired him, and he's like, "Go to bed."
To watch it.
And fired him, and he said, "Go to bed." Yeah. All right, because you said that casually.
So tell us what you, Jerry. You're fired. We got up there, we were looking at the camera.
He said, "We are the talent. We are the talent, Jerry." He's like, "Oh, I don't do everything for you guys." And Austin was yelling, "I am the talent." It was just fun.
Let's favorite. Go back to Vermont.
I know. All right. Well,
wait.
We
no,
you
let's have a great summer.
Definitely. Yeah.
Where are you
guys have a good
we're
summer.
Have a lot of fun.
I'm thinking of the LFO.
Like we all can fall, like do our shit. Y'all, I am gonna have
Lila's like love you like.
What's the LFO song, like song about summer?
New Kids on the
Block. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, that's not Alan.
That's what I'm
Party Rock in the USA.
No. I think it's Flying Girls. No, that is
New Kids on the Block. I'm thinking about her.
Oh, you're going with Marky Mark?
I like girls that have a problem.
Listen to Catherine.
Yes, I take her if I have one.
I remember seeing that outside in like my friend's lawn, like looking up at the stars. I think we were so cool, like having a music video.
I'm going to have a housewarming party because I'm moving in.
Oh, yeah.
That's on like June 2nd. So I'm going to have a housewarming party, not next weekend, but probably the weekend after. Just give me some time to get my furniture and everything.
Take your time.
It's cool. I still have it, and I've lived in my house for 3 years.
We're a month in a new apartment. apartment.
Yeah. I didn't come to see it, by the way, because you talked about it.
Oh, it looks beautiful.
There's no couch still, so my hip's out of place.
Okay, I don't have a kitchen.
What's that about?
My hip.
What?
I know, we don't have a couch, so, like, we're, like, laying on beanbags.
Eventually
your hip pops out of place. Sorry, I thought I was talking to,
like, couches take, like, 3 months to order.
Yeah,
like, they take
they're, like, out.
Furniture, like, you forget about that, and then you get into, like, adult life.
I went to some of the local stores and was just, like, tell me what you have in stock, please.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's going to happen to me.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, you can't pick the one you want.
No, you can find some things on, like, Wayfair and things like that.
Yeah, you can totally do that, too.
We will.
They're like, where are you? We're at Halls. There's seven. There's
a message. I'm on my way.
You guys can go.
Y'all go.
This was great.
Well, wait. We just want picture.
To... With 60 seconds.
Winner.
Austin.
Winner.
Takes a winning shot. Send it back to my co-star, Catherine Dennis.
And
that'll be it, folks.
Yeah, take us
thank
out.
Thank you from Charleston, South Carolina. Signing
up. You could, like, be.
From a flagship.
Do weird impressions.
No, it's weird. Awesome, because Austin sometimes will get into this, like, voice. I'm like, what are you doing? But, like, I like Catherine. All right, well.
Thanks for having us.
So now we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more pillows and beer.
I got to tell you, Austin, brushing my teeth is one of my kind of my favorite pleasures in life. One of them. It's one of those things that I love doing, but I also can't leave my house without doing. Actually, I got to my store the other day, realized that I hadn't brushed my teeth that morning and went to the store to buy a toothbrush and toothpaste to brush my teeth in the sink at the store. But it wasn't my Brush toothbrush at home. So even though it did the trick, it wasn't near the experience I have when brushing with this soft polishing brush that I've discovered with Brush. I mean, it really, you remember that feeling that you had when you first got your braces off and you just ran your tongue across your teeth for days? I mean, I do that every day because of my Brush toothbrush.
Honestly, it's funny that you say that, Craig, because when I wake up in the morning, I feel like a brand new man when I brush my teeth. Like, It's not a shower that makes me feel, you know, brand new. It is when I brush my teeth with my Brush toothbrush, and that's what makes me feel clean every single day. That is what starts my day out, and I couldn't start my day without it.
It took me a while to switch over to an electric toothbrush, but I finally did, and it just wasn't for me until I found Brush, and I'm so glad that my dentist told me to use it because, yeah, it's just made brushing my teeth even better. So let me tell you about Brush. It has 6 unique modes to customize your brushing experience. It's a 4-week battery life. It's a magnetic charging stand and compact travel case. So everything's really convenient. They also have this subscription program, so you never forget to change your brush head again. Brush ships you new replacement heads every 6 months, so you're never stuck using a worn-down brush head. Honestly, it looks cool, too. Not that you're worried about what your partner or someone you're dating thinks, but it's got this sleek look. It's modern, it's aesthetically pleasing, and it comes in trend-driven seasonal colors and looks great on my bathroom counter.
So get 15% off your Brush toothbrush kit and refill plan when you use promo code PILLOWSANDBEER at Brush, BRUUSH.com. That's 15% off using promo code PILLOWSANDBEER at Brush, BRUUSH.com.
All right, friends, Me Undies believes that comfort is about more than what's touching your skin. It's about feeling comfortable in your skin. That's why Me Undies not only uses sustainable, breathable, soft as heck fabric, but they also give you endless styles to choose from. It's total comfort inside and out. And I can tell you guys, because you know, I don't wear underwear. I haven't since high school. Never seen the point. But now I do. And that's because of Me Undies. And look, I'm in suit pants a lot. Or I'm in white pants or just linen. And in the Charleston, it gets hot, and I've started to wear underwear. And who I wear is MeUndies. And I can't tell the difference. I had a wedding this weekend, and I was in tux pants that don't fit me as well as they used to. But so I wore, I don't know, I threw on some MeUndies, and honestly, I felt better than when I don't wear them at all. So they offer plenty of classic colors. I choose the ridiculous prints because if I'm going to wear underwear, I might as well have some flair to them. But basically, they have enough options that you can fully express yourself in your own unique way. MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you'll get 15% off and free shipping. MeUndies also has their problem-free philosophy. If you're not satisfied with any product for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it. No caveats, no questions. To get your 15% off your first order and free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/pillowsandbeer. That's MeUndies, MeUndies.com/pillowsandbeer.
All right, and now we're back with Pillows and Beer. Last week, we were fortunate enough to hang out with our good, good girlfriend, Paulina.
BFF.
And she is, I mean, Craig, she is just like us, her energy, her, like, you know, like her, what do I want to say? Like
she's just great. We vibe well. Sarah Gretzky texted me today and was like, she did great. That was awesome. And everyone did. So many people came in the store and were like, she needs to come on every week. So yeah, she did great. But
she's a natural, like, she, you know, gets it. She gets, you know, this whole thing. She's so, so funny in, you know, the sense that, you know, she watches
it.
Bravo.
We're going to keep bringing on different and various guests.
But, yeah, so this past weekend, of course, Paulina's in town, and she was in town because of the PGA Championship. The PGA Championship was played at Kiawah. My folks have had a house there for so, so long. We've been waiting for this weekend.
Which was awesome.
We've been waiting for this weekend for literally 6 years, and the fact that it's finally here was crazy. And basically the entire upstairs of my folks' house was open, which allowed for friends to kind of come in and out all weekend. And Craig was there. And, I mean, we had a blast.
Yeah, I came out and I came out Thursday night. Austin kept saying that they were having a block party. I didn't know what he was talking about. But his neighborhood actually was having a block party with food trucks and, like, boozy pops, like ice pops.
Those boozy pops got me.
Yeah, strong. Got me lit. I hadn't had a drink yet, and I had one of the pina colada ones. And by, like, 3/4 of it, I was talking to your uncle or your aunt, and I was like, I am
loose right now.
The pina colada one is like, you know, 2 feet long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, these are pretty strong. I was like, there's no way that these are real. And they are. And so we woke up Friday and went to the tournament. Shep had been there on Thursday. I got to see him leaving Austin's house to go
back.
That's
actually funny. Y'all were like two ships passing. Yeah, yeah. Like Shep crashed on
Wednesday night.
No, Shep did not crash on Wednesday night.
Well, I slept at your house on Thursday night.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But no. We just went to the tournament on Thursday together. And then when he was leaving is when you were coming in, which was so
Paulina, cool. Like, Paulina drove you back to your house, stayed at your house for the block party. Then when I got there, she had just left to meet up with Dustin, finishing the course. And then Shep and I gave each other a hug. He left. And, so then we did the block party, which was fun. You and I ate Delta 8, which is legal.
Yep.
It's sold in CBD stores here.
Yeah.
And
oh my gosh.
It is wild.
And you and I sat there. Yeah. And opened up two or three bottles of red wine when everyone had gone to bed and just watched freaking Entourage.
Yeah, old episodes of Entourage.
For like 2.5 hours. For no reason.
But it was great.
For the fact that we were living our best life.
We were living our best life. And then we went
in my parents' living room.
And then I went to the third floor with the bunk beds, but I had a regular bed.
Craig, can you talk about the bunk beds?
Yeah, it's so good. So I went upstairs and I had my own room and there was bunk beds because I told Austin.
You're the third floor. It was like a Home Alone episode. Yeah. Like
I got left.
You want me to sleep on the third floor with Fuller? He wets the bed.
Yeah, except it was me. No, I didn't mind the bed.
Except it was just you.
So I told Austin, because traffic was going to be terrible getting out of Kiowa, that I was like, look, I'll sleep on your floor. I don't care. But obviously you always say that. And then when you get there, you're praying that they have a bed. And they had plenty of room for me. And, sleeping on the floor is kind of your way into the house. And then you're like, oh, But no, his parents are great. His sister was there with her boyfriend. Katie was there with Tom. She's dating a guy with the same name as her dad, really funny.
Yeah, that's right.
So it was fun. So we woke up, went to the tournament. Austin had to get his swing analysis on the golf or ESPN Plus.
Yeah, yeah. So
so nervous about.
Well, and it's so silly, right, Craig? I mean, shit, man.
Well, no, because if you would have hit it bad,
done like a reunion or like Watch What Happens Live or
I get nervous before live things. TV. Live TV bothers me.
Yeah, and I don't know why. I don't know. Okay,
not bothers, but I get nervous.
Yeah, and so ESPN Plus had reached out. The woman that got us tickets had reached out and was like, hey, you want to do something for ESPN Plus? And I was like, well, hell yeah. And then I'd gone the day prior.
I got my tickets from Hot Sauce with Circle K. Shout out.
And we're definitely going to talk about that because Craig came through for us on that Friday round. We got box seats on 17. If those of you who know, it was the par 3. It was so rad. God, we saw our boy Keegan so many times.
Yeah, we went and said hi to Keegan Bradley.
And look, I said hey to him because I went on Thursday, Friday, and on Saturday. Craig just went on Friday. And every time that I said hey to him, I was like, am I saying it too much? Keegan, if you're listening, thank you. You're my man because he texted me at the end of the weekend. He was like, so good seeing y'all. Thank you for coming out. This is, it was so great. But he is like, when he's out there, he's like cool cucumber, dude. He finished a top 20 finish. He finished even par, which like the winning, was 6 under for God's sakes. Yeah. And a lot of other tournaments, like, 15 under.
I mean, I wouldn't have been able to
finish
the tournament.
Dustin won, dude. He was 20 under at the Masters. So 6 under means that Keel was playing tough as hell. Keegan is so chill. He's like walking on the course. He's eating like a granola bar. And I was like, Keegan. And he didn't hear me. And then Craig said it. And then he immediately looked.
Which is a lot for me.
He's like, boys.
Because I get real nervous to do it. And I messed up.
Craig is not the one to show. He's like, Austin, do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Because John, I'm friends with John Daly. And I went to say hi to him. And he was going by on the golf cart. And I tried.
Craig kind of missed his timing.
Yeah, and I was like, JD.
It wasn't like a clean,
no.
Hey, JD, it was other people saying it too, and you said it at the wrong time. But Keegan, man.
But his caddy came over, Pete, and said hi. Yeah.
I mean, he pointed like, Babe Ruth at the fence. He was like, boys.
And you got to see DJ the day before. He came over and gave you a fist pump.
Definitely, definitely. I was with Paulina, but I don't know how to act to any of the guys out there because I'm like, look, I know that you're focusing and like I don't want to rattle
like this is everything.
Yeah, I don't want to rattle your confidence like in any sort of way that it's like some sort of practice round bro time. I just want you guys to like be on your shit, and I don't want you to, like, you know, shank a drive because I just said hey to you. But
right.
That's why Keegan, they're pros, dude. Keegan, that's why they're pros. Dude. They don't the get rattled. They
from
don't get
the beginning, when we met him in Jacksonville, has always, like, loved us saying hi, and he waves, and he's like, what's up, guys? And it makes you feel, because you are putting yourself out there on the fence, because everyone else is yelling, but, like, when we're yelling, people, I think, look at us like, oh, they're attempting to say hi to that guy. Like, everyone else is just being like, yeah, Keegan, you're like, you got it. And we're like, hey, Keegan. And, like, if he doesn't look, you're like, oh, God, I'm such a loser.
Loser, yeah.
I'm such a loser. But so, Keegan made us feel cool. And JD's
several
caddy
times,
came
you
over.
Know, on, you know, the 17, you know, tee when he came by, I was like, he, you know, and he always.
Oh, worked. Okay, that's, he so you saw him Saturday?
17 too. Oh, yeah. Every day. Let's just say I said hit him every day.
No, it's
I only saw DJ on Friday. Wait, or was it Thursday?
Thursday.
Okay, anyway, so back to, so I did this thing for ESPN Plus. And
he was freaking. Well, I mean, whatever. I get nervous. I would have been nervous
immediately and made a drink in the morning because I was like, all right.
Austin,
I didn't want anyone to know that I was nervous. I was like,
well,
no,
because
I'm good.
It's your first, like, golf. Well, it's not Golf Channel. It was ESPN Plus appearance, but it looks like the Golf Channel,
and
basically.
And then I was hitting a shot, right? And they're like, all right, you know, let's see your shot. And the day before, Shep had, like, you know, laced his. I was like, motherfucker, did he just hit three decent ass golf shots? So
Austin texted them and was like, you guys want Craig to come up there with me? And it's fine. And I was like, fuck, they're going to think that I feel left out and want to go up there, but it's fine. So we get up there and they're like, no.
They're like, nope.
The wind's blowing, like, so hard that we're just going to have Austin and he's not even going to take a shot anymore. And, like, Austin was so focused on what he was doing, he didn't really, like, hear this. And so I was standing back with the producer
and my family.
And yeah, and his
my
family.
Sister,
and his
they're
family.
All,
yeah, he had a huge
taking
spot.
Video, yeah.
And the producer was like, yeah, since we, and he points at his mic and they have these huge windscreens on. And he's like, because we had to put these on the mics, it means that liability wise, he can't hit a ball anymore. And I was like, oh, that's a bummer. And so all of a sudden they tell him after he does his interview and stuff, they're like, all right, we want to see your swing, Austin. And so he grabs a club and goes up to the mat, and the golf balls were to the side. And I guess no one had told him. And so he grabbed a ball and put it in front of him. And the producer next to me kind of, like, lunged forward a little bit and then sat back and was like, ah, whatever. And I was like, nice.
And then I just put it up there and I was like, all right, man, here we go. And I smoked it. I fucking smoked it.
I mean, we'll never know, but fuck it. No,
yeah,
you hit it well.
Fuck
you
it.
Hit it well.
No. I hit it a decent
it was a,
150
it was a good
yards
shot.
Into the wind. Yeah. It was good. A 7-iron. It was in the wind, guys. Okay?
It was a
for
good
all you
shot.
Like, oh, you only hit it 150. Whatever.
You
I'm not a tour pro.
Well. But then we walked for a while, and look.
We walked for a while.
I know we're
man.
Very fortunate in what we get to do, but I mean, you're walking in the soft sand following the friends, and after a while, there's so much sand blowing in your face, and it's really cool to watch. But I was like, and because we're at a local tournament, we had probably 10 or 12 of our friends around us. I mean, we ran into a lot of, like, really, really
all
close
of a sudden,
friends.
Our posse of two turned into, like, well, It was you, me, Nick.
Yeah, but then it just grew
and
grew.
And then
grew
it grew
and like,
you know, 10 of us.
Chase, like, we ran into our best friends.
Yeah, definitely.
But I played in the Pro-Am Jam, like Mark Bryan's tournament, I think it is, with these guys from Circle K who are awesome. His name's Hot Sauce. And
Sauce.
He had texted me, and I texted him back, and I was like, what are you guys doing? And he's like, hey, you and Austin come up. And so we came to Skybox B on the 17th green.
Thank God, Craig, because
I was tired.
We were wandering that course for ages.
But we had to leave our friends because I was just like, usually Austin and I are good at sneaking people in places. But I was just like, look, guys, we're going to go enjoy this and we'll catch you later. And so we went up.
That's kind of what happened. And like, look, that's what has to happen because you can't please everyone at all times. Like,
which
guys,
is tough. Except that day I actually was like, you know what? I'm going to do this.
I'm out of here.
So that was cool. Then we went to the 18th fairway boxes, saw a lot of friends.
So fun.
Yeah.
Just what a time, man.
Yeah, but it was enough for me on Friday. If DJ would have been winning or Keegan, I would have come back Sunday maybe. But I went to the store on Saturday. I was just tired. I mean, it's a lot out there. You got to stop fucking. Austin's like eating cheese now on the mic. But your parents, I mean, that was worth them buying that house 20 years ago just for this weekend.
I mean, dude, it actually is funny, right? Because it's like, it's almost like it all kind of led up to this one thing, and they're probably going to sell it here soon to figure out where they're going to retire. But yeah.
Congratulations to Phil. Where were you watching from?
Sunday, I was on my folks' couch on Kiowa. I couldn't do it. I had friends that were reaching out. They're like, you want to go? You know, do you want to go? And I was like, no. I mean, my folks went and played golf even on Sunday. And I never say no to playing around, you know, at when I'm out on Kiowa. And I was like, nope.
I had a plumber come to my house because
it was actually really good, Craig. Yeah. It was a 10:50 CT time.
Something happened. And he was on 18 when it happened. And I was like, oh, it's nice that they got limited to 10,000 people. And he's like, I can tell you that it felt like a lot more people than 10,000 on 18. I was like, I can't imagine playing under that pressure. But these guys are pros.
Charleston was alive, man. I mean, you have no idea what that tournament does for, I mean, not that Charleston is hurting for tourism, but Kiowa, I mean, to watch that whole thing all week was just like a commercial for Kiowa. And it made it look so beautiful. And I'm sure there are so many of you out there, I'm sure that your husbands are planning, you know, golf trips now to Kiowa. Like, they probably had thought about it.
There's a lot of golfers here, too.
Oh, okay. A lot of you out there probably now have seen it and are like, holy shit, Kiowa, what a beauty. And you've heard about it. But
if the wind's always like that, I feel like it would be really difficult to play Ocean Course.
Well, so that's why it is a bucket list course. Like, yes, you have to play it because that's where they play the majors.
Right.
But once you play it, in my opinion, I'm like, okay, there are six other courses that I'm going to go play and not get my ass kicked for 4.5 hours.
Like, I have a chance of doing something cool.
Have a chance to do something cool. Because I'm not hitting that green on 17, I can tell you that.
No.
The wind is in your face.
I don't have a club in my bag.
No, exactly. I don't have that shot.
You and I just ripping drivers on par threes.
A driver.
You're like, where are the grandstands? We're aiming for those things.
Sure, as long as I don't get in the damn water. So. But yeah, it was just a great weekend. A great weekend. My parents, you know, couldn't have been happier to have my friends out there coming in and out every day.
I think it's been a fun episode. This has been cool. If you happen to walk by on King Street and wave to us, we love you guys. We're
going
to try and figure out how to make this more routine.
Craig, we have to figure out how to do a live episode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we will. Nick's nodding his head.
Don't exhale loudly ever again.
Apparently, Austin doesn't like breathing, just chewing.
Yeah.
So
Nick, don't breathe around me ever again.
We're going to get ready for our podcast with Cammy. It was awesome that Levin, Catherine stopped by. Thanks again to them.
Love you guys.
Yeah, we do love you guys. And, you know, Charleston's a small town. I know you guys see a lot, you know, of us on television, which is great. But there's a lot of downtime, too. And this town is way too small to keep grudges because it's – yeah, you're going to run into the people. So glad to see everyone hanging out. And
I think that this summer is going to be a good time of healing, maybe for everyone. Like, you know, everyone's going to be able to do their own thing. They're going to be able to, like, grow, learn. They're going to be able to grow and you know, focus on, like, endeavors. Like, you know, you and your, you know, rather than having to worry about, like, a camera in your face, Craig.
No, we're filming. Or can we?
No.
Okay.
Oh. But you can say... You can say everything you're saying except camera on your face.
Okay, yeah, I just think that, you know, the summer's going to be great for everyone, and people are going to be able to focus on themselves and things that are happening. I mean, I'm moving into a new house. Hopefully, my production is going to pick up, you know, huge. Craig, your shop is up and running. It's incredible. I'm looking around. You have inventory, you know, all over the place. Like, that is like a well-oiled, you know, machine. Like, that's what you want to see, and it's... what I, you know, hopefully can have one day myself. And I think everyone in Charleston, including Leva and Catherine, are going to have a lot of good time to reflect and be with family. And I don't know. My heart is full right now, Craig.
Yeah,
is full, right?
I think that was beautiful. And I'm going to taint it a little bit with a plug, but not too tainted, because I want to share the love with you guys. So this Saturday, if you come by the store, 493 King Street, I will be here. I believe Austin's going to pop by at some point. Not for long, but just to say hi. What? Yeah, as in the fucking Saturday that's coming up, Nick. This podcast is releasing tomorrow. No, everyone knows it's Memorial Day weekend, this Saturday. You're leaving this in because I'm this. Anyway, Nick would like me to remind everyone it's Memorial Day weekend. So, I mean, of course, I didn't know it. Anyway, this Saturday, I will be here, 493 King Street. I will be signing everything, hugging everyone. Austin's going to pop in. A few other special guests will be coming by. I'm going to hope if Austin...
Who are the special guests, Craig?
Well, they'll find out on Saturday.
They're special.
When the keg beer gets in town, on Thursday, we will have that here so you can taste his beer. Which
Memorial
Day
is going to be wild, Craig.
It's going to be awesome. So it'll be a fun day. Austin and like 12 bars on King Street.
And the Harris Teeters.
And the Harris Teeters.
Which
and,
is huge for everyone on the beach on the boat.
Apparently Nick's leaving us, so you won't get to meet him, but you'll get to meet him later in June.
Good riddance, Nick.
And yell, you know, come yell at Jerry with us.
Some bitch.
All right, well, we love you guys. And on behalf of Austin, myself, and all of Pillows and Beer team, this is episode 18 of our podcast, and we love you all.
Well, we're just getting clean.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we're getting, like, I think some